One of my favorite things about making YouTube videos is the interaction with the viewers. Both your comments, which sometimes are negative, but usually you're really positive. But especially, I love the questions that you guys leave and some of the requests that are left there. Well, recently someone made a request and they had mentioned, I have been struggling with my father wound for many decades now, and if they could help me with this. And so I asked them if they'd like me to make a video. They said, of course. And this idea of a father wound that has been left by our dads is sort of everywhere. It's in spirituality and psychology, and people have been looking for an answer to that. Well, I have an answer for you in today's video, and if you stick with me, you'll find out. Please join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we are dedicated to Jesus through Mary, that it is uniquely through the Blessed Mother that we come in this channel to love Jesus and to become the types of disciples that he wants us to be. And in today's video, we are exploring this idea of the father wound. And wouldn't it be silly if the answer has been right under our noses this whole time? If it had been so simple all along, and we had looked for all these complicated answers, and yet right there, right in front of us, was the answer waiting for it to be discovered. Well, today on our channel, on our this video, on this show, we have a special guest that will cure completely your father wound. And it is none other than Saint Joseph. Yes, Saint Joseph is the one who will take care of all of this. If Jesus chose him to be his foster father, if Jesus chose him to be the one that will be the father image for him on earth, then why not him be the cure for your father wound? And we are in this wonderful year of Saint Joseph. What better year than this? Many of us, maybe all of us, have in some ways struggled with this because our earthly fathers, they're not perfect. So in one way or another, they leave this wound that's there. So to heal this wound, it has to be a process. First of all, we have to be committed to doing this. Just like any medication that you take, you start it and you finish it. You persevere the whole way. And if you stop halfway, you're going to end up worse. The same with the father wound. We start healing it, we finish it. We don't stop halfway, we don't get tired, we persevere and we ask that grace. The first thing that we need to do is healing. There are many ways that we can do this. For instance, you can do this through therapy, but let me recommend to you a way that is so beautiful. You may not find a way to access this where you live, but it could at least start the process for you. One of the ways that I have found healing in my own life has been through this wonderful, wonderful book called Unbound. And I will try to put a link in the description down below for you to find maybe different places where you can purchase this book. Now, not ironically or not coincidentally, the name of the ministry that puts this book out is called Heart of the Father, because they are all about removing all the obstacles in our experience of God the Father. So we first need healing. And the book Unbound goes through showing us the five keys to find healing. I've prayed Unbound with other people. I have had Unbound prayer on myself. The five keys are simple: repenting and accepting Jesus, forgiving, renouncing the evils that we have let in, the prayer of command, where we, in the name of Jesus, command these things to leave. And the fifth, receiving the blessing of God the Father. If you just hear those five keys, you could already understand that in that second key, forgiving our fathers is key. forgiving the damage that they have done, whether little or big, and then renouncing the lies that we have accepted because of our father. Maybe renouncing that loneliness or that rejection, renouncing the lie that you are unlovable, renouncing that powerlessness that maybe you feel because of that, renouncing the anxiety or the depression that went along with the defects of your own earthly father. So you see that there's these steps. First, that repenting of our own part, forgiving your father's role in it, renouncing whatever evils came as a result of those, in the name of Jesus, breaking the power of those things and commanding them to leave permanently, rejecting them completely from our lives, and then asking God the Father to speak his blessing through the person praying with us, and having that process be completed. You know, if you cannot find someone to pray this with you, buy the book, read it. You can bring it to prayer. If you want someone to pray it with you, send me a message. I'm a therapist here in Texas, so I'm licensed to do therapy here. But I've also, with other people, just informally, there's this one person I was meeting with where I didn't charge him. We met, we did Google Duo for several sessions. I think it was like 5 or 6 times. And we did it over the phone. Normally you do this in person, but it was a joy for me to do it over the phone. And my wife would help me. She'd be present because it's great to have someone who's an intercessor. And we prayed through so many different things, and he found it very helpful. I would love to be of service or put you in contact with someone that could be of service for you. This is important. So to speak, cleaning up the mess. And then afterwards, what do you do once you've done the healing part? It's not enough. You need to fill in what you've cleaned up. So imagine, you know, if you have this mess in a room or in a house, you clean up. And then after you do that, you redecorate. You fill it with new life. And this is where I really want to talk about this, because it makes me so sad that I hear hardly anyone mentioning this right now on YouTube. And it is this, related to St. Joseph. It is the book, Consecration to St. Joseph. I don't know if you can see that. And so this book is by Father Donald Calloway. It makes me so sad that he's the only one talking about this book on YouTube. This book is amazing. Now, when I first heard about it, I've consecrated myself to the Blessed Mother, and I thought, oh my gosh, here's another consecration book. Maybe he just wants to make money. And oh my gosh, I was so wrong. I totally misjudged this book. My mother-in-law was doing the consecration, and it just kind of inspired this curiosity in me. So I checked it out. Now, he is of the same religious community of the priest that does the book 33 Days to Morning Glory. Now, that priest wrote that book, and then he also wrote the book 33 Days to Merciful Love. I did both of those consecrations. They had different effects in my spiritual life. Consecration to the Blessed Mother, I felt, deepened my relationship with her. And then the book Consecration to Merciful Love, I really felt like deepened my relationship to Jesus and Divine Mercy. And so they had different effects in my life. And both of those books, they were more meditative, where he had a short amount of information in each day. You prayed with it, you thought about it deeply, and then you went along until you finished the book and you consecrated yourself on a certain day. This book is more educational. The days as they go take a little bit more time, because he gives you the portion for the day, and then he always connects it to the Litany of St. Joseph along with some reading for that. And the reading is, it's the meat. He gives these awesome readings, both his own reflections and also the writings of the saints, because we don't know much about St. Joseph. We haven't read much about him. So he knew that it was important for us to be educated on it. And I have found this book so amazing. I think I'm on day maybe 16, and I began on February 15th to end on March 19th, the Feast of St. Joseph, but you can end on other feast days. I highly recommend that you do this consecration yourself. Again, I'll put a link in the description to this book down here, because it is just amazing, And just to give you an example, just to give you an example of like how awesome this book, because I have to give a personal, just a short personal testimony. So in yesterday's reflection, he was talking about Saint Joseph being the guardian of the Holy Family, and then he connected it to a reading on the House of Loretto, or Our Lady of Loretto. And the story behind this is that the house where the Holy Family lived in Nazareth, because God knew that it would be overrun by Muslims, there was this invasion that happened around the year 1290, and so God miraculously, through angels, moved the house, literally picked it up. He moved it first to Croatia and then finally to Italy, in what's now Loreto, Italy. Now, at first, this seems like a crazy story, but they've done studies, and the very rocks and materials in that house in Italy match exactly the ruins that you can find at the Church of the Annunciation in Nazareth, where they know that they lived. So this house is fully intact in Italy, matches exactly what's in the Holy Land. The only explanation was that it was something miraculous. And so I was reading about it, and I was just fascinated about this story. And I was reading about it just before I went to bed. Well, I went to bed, and I had this crazy dream that I was living in this city that had the Holy Family house just somewhere in the neighborhood. So I was looking for, and looking for it and looking for it, and I finally found it in my dream. And I remember I was going up these stairs, and as I was going up the stairs, I just felt this intense desire to beg for healing, because apparently even several popes that visited and went inside this house had these sort of healing experiences associated with it. And I was begging for healing, and I was in tears in the dream, and that normally doesn't happen to me. It was just so real, and when I woke up, I couldn't stop thinking about it. So I know that this book is doing something inside of me, and God's grace is working inside of me, and I want you to have that same experience. So we go and get healing through therapy, through that book Unbound, through some a tangible way, and then we fill those wounds left, those healed wounds, we fill it with, I think, Saint Joseph, because of his fatherly role, because he played this role in the life of Jesus, and he wants to play a role. And this is the year of Saint Joseph. So I highly recommend this book, 33 Days, Consecration to Saint Joseph. And then if maybe you want something lighter, something maybe simpler, I've been using this book every day with our rosary group that we pray, and it's called Day by Day with Saint Joseph. You could probably pick it up at any Catholic bookstore, or I'll try to put a link in the description down below. So we have to allow Saint Joseph into our lives in some practical way. These are just two wonderful ways that we can do that. Let me suggest to you to not make it more complicated than it needs to be. If you have been looking for healing, for a way to heal your father wound, go to Joseph. Ite ad Joseph. That's what the Latin in the Old Testament. Go to Saint Joseph. He will heal you. God wants to use him to heal you in this year, Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph is the answer that you are looking for. Stop searching in other places. Be healed. Consecrate yourself to him and pray to him every day that he may heal you. For those seeking this healing, I hope you take me up on my words of encouragement, on my suggestions. I hope you experience some of the beauty that I already have been. God bless you. May Saint Joseph be with you each and every day. Have a beautiful day.